How do you keep the spark after years and years of marriage? I think that's the root of the question here. We got a DM from a listener we'll call Tom.
Yeah, he says, you can call me Tom. I'm 36. I've been married for over 14 years to my wife. And I'd like to get some outside opinions, honestly.
Okay.
So ever since our 10-year anniversary, things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Life changes, personal changes, and challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Our love life is non-existent now.
Okay.
Now, I've made advancements, but every single time she denies, I respect her decision.
Mm-hmm.
However, whenever I say that I'm not in the mood, she immediately says it's not right to withhold personal intimacy.
Oh.
Which I agree with, but rarely decline.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several conversations about our efforts. While they seem to last a few days and then weeks go by without any acknowledgement or offer while still turning my requests down.
Mm.
Is this the beginning of the end? Am I missing something? I'd appreciate some different views from you and your listeners. Also, you know, again, please make this anonymous. So, yeah, not his real name.
Yeah.
Tom.
Man, that's tough.
It is.
I mean, and everybody is different and every relationship is different and the needs of everybody is different. But I think universally, we all want to feel like we're loved and wanted.
Exactly. Especially, and that's a challenge any couple that's been together for many years.
Uh-huh.
You have to try to continue to work at keeping that love feel fresh, and you have to keep dating each other. And I guess maybe that's the thing he mentioned, you know, like life challenges and
yeah.
things get in the way. Maybe if he starts making it a priority to date his wife again, like set aside time where you guys go out and mm-hmm. kind of do things you did when you were dating, and just the two of you being able to focus on each other, and maybe you can rekindle some of that spark that he feels like is missing.
Yeah, and I feel like that's normal in a way where
oh, sure.
every relationship goes through its ebbs and flows and its ups and downs and it you have your hot spots and your cold spots and you just kind
of have a really big chunk of your life where yeah, you're busy, especially if you I don't know if they've got kids, but you know, that can tend to run your life. And you've got to make sure that you figure out a way to carve out time for each other, because
yeah.
it's very easy to become ships passing in the night.
Right.
And that can erode at your relationship, too.
Yeah, for sure. I think if you want to share your experience with getting through this, getting over that hump, giggity, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story, because I think that could probably help Tom, and because he's really feeling near the end here, obviously, because he's reaching out to us, you know?
Yeah, he feels like maybe, you know, she's going to leave me any minute, and he doesn't know what to do to try to, you know, recapture how they felt when they originally fell in love.
Sure. All right. 502-795-1997. That's our number. We got a DM from Tom, not his real name, but he's kind of wanting to know, because their bedroom life with his wife of 14 years is kind of going through a dry spell.
Yeah, and it's been going on since after their 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
So it's been several years now, and he's just wondering, can this be saved?
Yeah, we got a message from Jennifer said, it happens to everyone at some point, but you have to consider the unreasonable expectations that we have as a society being the reason that people think that it means that there's something wrong when this happens. So we see stupid romantic comedies, and everything ends with happily ever after. And we grow up thinking that that means that you and your partner are going to feel amazing in the throes of passion forever. But that's fairy tale stuff, literally. All I want to reiterate is that the frequency of this, the making quote sandwiches, is not and should not be the primary measure of relationship health. And she said, you know, my husband and I have been together for 15 years. Second marriages for both. We definitely had dry spells, but also had amazing comebacks. So I have confidence that you will recover once this passes.
Yeah, Heidi texted, currently going through this.
Mm.
We started scheduling time to make the sandwiches.
Okay.
And it doesn't only have to be a sandwich. It could just be, you know.
It could be other things.
Appetizers. Maybe some chips.
Maybe some. Did you say dips?
some chips and dip.
Chips and dip?
Chips and dip.
Yeah. Yeah, don't come at me with carrots. I want some chips. I want a little something unhealthy.
Don't come at me with carrots unless there's ranch. Right? I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't know how we're trying to relate one thing to another here.
But it comes down to scheduling time. Like, just try to date your wife again.
Schedule yeah, making that it time kind of a priority.
Where yes, you focus on each other and you have your date nights, and then maybe that can spark the romantic feelings again.
Yes.
Yes.
Sparking the romantic feelings.
Sparking the feelings.
All right. So, Tom, don't give up on it yet, is what we're saying.
Right. Yes. It just, you know, figure out, first of all, it's about if you feel like you're losing a connection
yeah.
with your wife, mm-hmm. try to reestablish that connection again mm-hmm. first. And then try, you know, hopefully she'll get to open up about maybe what's changed on her end and you guys can get to the root of it.
Yeah. All right. Good one.
Yes.
All right. Thank you again for reaching out to us. And that is diving into the DMs.